Yeah, I think there certainly is a sense, what I'm hearing, of folks feeling like, gee, you know, we would have appreciated a little more engagement. On the flip side, the minute the memo was out, Vivek Kundra was reaching out to us saying, can you please set up a town hall for me to talk to the industry? So I think he demonstrated that he kind of understands that concern. And you're right. Nobody wins when programs fail. The taxpayer doesn't win, the government doesn't win, the contractor doesn't win, nobody wins. Everybody wants to get to a success model. But in that regard, there are ways in which the government proceeds that just don't make sense and actually undermine the program. And that's where I think we have some common ground. It's why we have announced the formation of a commission chaired by Linda Gooden from Lockheed Martin and Steve Kelman of Harvard, who, of course, knows a thing or two about this given his service in the Clinton administration. And we're going to serve those right up to folks on a well-thought-out, vetted discussion of some of the big issues and what the government could do to meet with success.
And so the idea of this commission is to actually come up with some recommendations about how you can maybe implement some policies that can move you towards that successful program kind of model?
Right, and I don't think the recommendations are only going to be for the administration. I think they're going to extend to Capitol Hill in some cases, too, because we're looking at everything. It has to do with having the right people, so you've got personnel issues. It has to do with how those people are trained, so there's education issues. It has to do with the size and scope of the projects, and then, importantly, how they're managed and exercising the authority that folks have in the law but sometimes are hesitant to exercise that authority for other political or oversight concerns. There's probably we've erred on the side of too much oversight on many of these things, and procuring agents and others are kind of scared to move ahead because they might get hauled up for a review in one place or another. So those kind of all soup to nuts. Everything's fair game. We're going to look at those and try to identify the biggest challenges and where government could move ahead.
And I think those of us who have covered this for a long time, who have been in this market for a long time, watched it for a long time, when they talk about doing things in a smaller module way, that's what we were saying 20 years ago. That's what Raines Rule said more than about 20 years ago. And yet we don't seem to be doing that. We talk about it, but don't actually get it done. And I guess I don't understand the disconnect.
Yeah, I think that a lot of these ideas have been around for a while. And what we're going to try to do in part is to, first of all, bring a higher profile to it by, you know, appointing some really highly regarded people to that. But then also to be very specific, okay, if you're going to do this, here are the steps you need to take. So it's not just throwing a big, thick report over the transom that's saying, okay, now here are the specific steps, and we're going to be watching. More importantly, Chris Dorabeck is going to be watching. So people are going to act accordingly.
I know you had a conversation with senior administration officials. Tell us what you're learning.
We actually had a town hall yesterday with the CIO for the Obama administration, Vivek Kundra. And I think, as you said, there's real concern about the halt that was announced and then the review of other programs that's been announced. And the concern is driven not by any desire to do anything but ensure that taxpayers get maximum return on their technology investments, but that the industry feels a lot of reforms and other things that need to be done so that the government can be a smart buyer and really deploy these technologies so that they can deliver better services. So that was the focus of the conversation with Vivek. We had about 150 people turn out for that from across the industry, and a good conversation. And he made clear that he is interested in the ideas of reform and maximizing investment, not looking at this as a strategy to cut spending, but to get more success so that ultimately the government can buy even more technology. Vivek did tell us that guidance and metrics that will guide the high-risk project determination, that should be coming out in 2 or 3 weeks. Which I think will be news when that comes out.
And I think everyone will be reading those very carefully.
Very, very closely. And so we were really happy to hear him say that they would try to be consulting industry on those things as we move forward, so that it's not just government's take on what are the main criteria to determine if a project is high risk, but they're also listening to the private sector. So I expect to be following up with Vivek for some of the action items coming out of our meeting as early as next week.